Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you, those who work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, right? So you can live that life that you love with those you love. But most importantly, it's about living that life of meaning. It's not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have greater capacity to bless the lives of others. And guys, that is exactly what we're here to do today. I appreciate you guys binging and sharing. And again, you're not here to live life tomorrow. You're here to live life today. That is exactly what we're here for, to teach you. And again, I can't appreciate you guys enough for tuning in. As a reminder, do this. Go to our YouTube channel. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Go there. Check out. We got so many new videos, so many things going up beyond this podcast. And there are shorter videos too. You got to check them out. So much great content. And you're going to see more and more of that coming out here in the future. So check that out.
Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
All right, guys. So today I want to talk about a hot topic, obviously, which is inflation. If you've been living under a rock, heck, even if you have been living under a rock, right? No matter where you've been living, you're seeing the effects of inflation right now. We're seeing that prices are going sky high, and they're reporting 8% inflation. And we know that that's just ridiculous. It's no secret that when you look at the expenses that's costing us right now, things are going up like crazy. And so the number one thing I get asked, in fact, I just did a call recently where we talked about on our Wealth Accelerator Academy call, there's a lot of different questions that came up in the Q&A section. And someone said, hey, what are the best recession resistant right now? Which ones can give us good certain returns, yada, yada, right? So I want to talk about that specifically. I want to talk about really what it is. Now, you might be expecting me to say something like gold, silver, could be oil and gas, especially lately, and that's not a bad idea. Obviously, real estate's one that's been popular. That's a great idea too, but that's not my number one response. If this were Family Feud, it's like ding, this would be like number 2, 3, 4, 5 as we're hitting on these things. But number one, the number one inflation hedge that you have isn't an investment. In fact, you don't have to have any money to be able to get this inflation hedge to work for you. And in fact, this is the one thing that can actually generate the biggest cash flow returns out of any investment out there today. What is that? That is your income and your ability to increase it. Now, you may be disappointed. You might think, Chris, come on, I wanted some real meat here. Guys, this is the meat. And in fact, I should have brought up the quote beforehand, but I'm recording this now. But Warren Buffett actually recently in his last shareholder meeting talked about this. He said, for those people that were concerned about inflation, he said, the best thing you can do is increase your skill set. Increase your skill set, therefore increasing your income. He is absolutely 100% correct. The ability for us to increase our skill set, to increase the ability for us to create value for others and making us more valuable in others' eyes by what we're able to offer, is what gives us the best control of our finances, specifically our income. And it's not saying that all these other investments aren't good, and there's plenty of them, and we have plenty of topics on those other things. But I'm telling you that the number one way that it works is through how you create more income today. Because even if you get other investments working in your favor, if your current active income, if you're working a job, you're doing a business, if that's not increasing as well, you're going to have less and less to invest. It's going to slow things down, and you'll be constantly chasing after that freedom. And we don't want you to do that. We want you to be able to accelerate towards freedom. And you can only cut back expenses so far. We're not telling you to be cheap. We're not telling you to live on rice and beans or cut out that latte. We're not telling you any of that stuff. It's all about how do we increase our income. So I want to give you examples from my own life because, well, that's the best way I know how. When I grew up, I believe that you had to work hard in order to make more money. I remember that, in my first minimum wage job, actually my very first minimum wage job that I ever had was when I was 9 years old. I worked for my mom's art gallery at a whopping $3.15 an hour. I was making minimum wage out in Oregon, cleaning out paint thinner cans, sweeping, mopping, you know, doing whatever stuff I could, working for my mom. And I remember being excited to get that much money. I remember being even more excited by the time I became a teenager. I got a whopping $4.75 an hour. Again, always at that minimum wage. And the only way I could, of course, make more money is work more hours. Now, I remember that one pizza job I got gave me a 10-cent per hour raise. I took it. You know, I snagged. I was like, okay, I'm going, because that dime an hour more is going to make the difference. You know, and so even through college, most of my jobs were right about minimum wage. And then I remember my first real corporate job. And this is while I was still in college. I was doing customer service. I was working for a company. It was a direct sales network marketing company, sold lots of juice. And I was on the customer service end. So I was taking calls. They hired me because I spoke Japanese fluently. So they hired me at a whopping $9 an hour. I was super excited. This is back in the late 90s, about 1999. And so $9 an hour was huge. I thought it was amazing. Now, over the course of those 5 years, my income eventually got up to $11.69 an hour. I laugh now because, I mean, for me, I mean, that was still barely making it back then. I can't imagine somebody who's making 10, 15 bucks an hour now, how they do it. I mean, I needed two incomes just to be able to live a pretty cheap life. It wasn't easy, right? And I became a financial advisor off of that even. That's actually what was the money I was using to seed my financial advisor business 20 years ago. And, you know, the thing is, like, even when I look back, that was still a 30% increase of pay over 5 years. That's not bad. In fact, I even did better than inflation. But what I had to do was develop more skills. Every skill I got, they tacked on more pay. I got to the point where really at that $11.69 an hour, I couldn't get any more skills unless I pretty much got changed departments or took a whole nother job. And eventually I did quit. I eventually quit to go into business full time in about 2004. And so when you look at that, you know, and how that works over time, it had to increase my skill set, my value I could bring to a company. And I kind of got that subconsciously, even though I didn't consciously do it. I did it just because I wanted more money. I just wanted to be able to have something that was livable even, especially as I'm trying to start as a young married person and start a family. So, you know, we fast forward to where I am today, you know, in business. Over the years in business, this is directly relevant because everything in business is all about how do you deliver value for people. It's not about how smart you are, although that's great. It's not about even all the things you know. And if you have the best product or service on the planet, no one cares unless you're using it to serve people. And that's the key. If you want more income, it's about how can I go about serving more people and adding more value in their lives where I become indispensable to them, where I become so valuable that they say, listen, I want to have you in my life. I'm willing to pay you money so that I can have your value, your service, your offerings in my life. And that's the secret to anything is really how do you become invaluable? A great book I'd recommend is the book called Linchpin by Seth Godin. Great book, whether you're an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur working as an employee in your company. I've done this even with my last business that I was in. Many of you may not know this, but I actually helped Garrett Gunderson start his company that's now become Wealth Factory. Back in those days, it was called Freedom Fast Track. But the funny thing is that they actually wondered if I would even last with that company because I was kind of a maverick in a ways. I was like, I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to do it the way I know best. And, you know, let me do my work. So they thought I was a little bit antisocial in some ways, but in truth, I just want to do a good job and do great work. And so as we developed that company over time, the thing is, I knew that as I kept giving more and more value to what I was offering the company, all their cash flow process was stuff that I created because of the recession I went through and having to dig myself out of that hole. Cash flow banking they talk about was the same thing brought through that process because, you know, it was something I learned because I had the crappy base only type of life insurance that cost so much money and gave so little back. And I had to took me a couple of years to even convince them to do that strategy. And that's the thing is that I was always there to improve, to build a better mousetrap. Those were my gifts. I always like to improve upon things, make it better, more efficient, more cost efficient, more profitable. And that's kind of been my gift over the years, I've noticed. And so those are the things I did. When I eventually left and did money ripples, I mean, I could tell it left a big hole within their company, a big hole and big shoes to fill. Not because I was, you know, I'm just the best guy in the world. That's not it at all. It was just because I created that value. I created a whole coaching system around me and around my gifts and my abilities and the things I was teaching. And of course, I was able to bring that to Money Ripples and evolve it over time. And even now, you know, I don't try to offer and tell you guys you should use us for business finance, for example. You won't see us saying, hey, you know what? If you want to get your P&Ls evaluated, you should come to us. I've done it before. I've done it in many, many occasions, but don't really enjoy it. That's not our specialty. Just like in your life, you need to find something you specialize in. For us, our best, the thing that we do better than the entire marketplace that I've ever seen out there is one, you know, we talk about the cash flow banking that Wealth Factory has. We have our own MaxRI infinite banking. No one beats our numbers. At best, someone might match our numbers, but that's such a tiny, tiny percentage, a fraction of a percent that you'll ever see. The vast majority of cases anybody ever sends us, we always beat the numbers by having the best cash value, meaning lowest cost, highest returning policies in any given situation. That's something that we pride ourselves in, and we ensure that we try to be the best at, the best. We also try to be the best at actually doing this passive income consulting, helping people create and strategize a game plan and help connect them with vetted deals, people that we have in our network that we know have been through market cycles that can be not just get the highest returns, but be able to give you some of the surest returns with high returns, even better than what you make in the stock market, better than what you could probably do on your own. Those are the two things we do well, and that's all we offer. We just say, great, you want to do consulting? If you want passive income now, great. You got at least $200,000, we can help you. If you've got a situation where you want to do infinite banking, you want the best, we got you. That's what we do the best at, and we know it, and we pride ourselves on that. That's what we offer. Anything else, we'd rather refer it to someone else and let them do it. Now, coming back to you, the question is, what do you offer? What can you offer to the world? What can you offer to your employer? What is it you can do that can make you so valuable that they have to pay you more? And I'll tell you this, even if that employer tries to exploit you, let's just say that's true. In many cases, it may not be, but let's just say it's true that that employer is trying to milk you for everything it's worth. One, the question you have to ask yourself is, did you ask them? Did you ask them what it takes to merit a raise? This is important, especially if you work for somebody else. This technically is true as even as a business owner, because as a business owner, you could say, listen, I'm raising my prices. Here's the value I'm going to give you. Now, if you're ever a little bit nervous about raising your prices, just offer something of more value. Add value in there somewhere. You can say, this is a no-brainer. This is why we know if someone has at least $200,000 to invest that they have in savings, locked up in equity in their home and or in places like mutual funds, other types of savings accounts or retirement accounts that aren't with your employer, we know we can at least double whatever you pay us, minimum. And so we know that for a fact. That's why we offer it. We know we want to give you more value than what you pay us, right? Same thing. Anytime if someone's a business owner, you want to give something of more value to them than what they pay you in exchange for those dollars. As an employer, it's no different. You might think you don't have that much control, but you have a massive amount of control because it really is about how you deliver more value. How do you add to that company's bottom line? How do you help and ensure that that company's successful? There's some things, there's sometimes intangibles that make people so valuable. This is why sometimes you'll see even professional sports players get paid more, although they're not the GOAT, right? They're not the greatest of all time, yet they might offer something so valuable for that team that they have to keep them there. They know it creates some sort of magic or chemistry with their team that it doesn't matter if they put the most points on the board in the entire NBA, they will keep them there. Doesn't matter if they throw the best passes in the NFL, they want to keep them there. Same is true for you. How do you become that star player? Keep developing and honing your skills so that you become absolutely invaluable, nay, irreplaceable, right? What is it you can offer there? So again, inflation is a reality. There's no escaping it. It's going to happen to us. It's outside of our control. Stop worrying about the things you can't control. Focus on what you can control, which is ourselves. That is the secret. That is the key to beating inflation. You want to hedge against inflation? Find out any way you can develop your skills, increase your education, become more valuable in whatever way, shape, or form it is for someone else. And if that person, that employer doesn't appreciate you, I guarantee you someone else will, and they will snag you and they will pay you not what you're worth, but more than what you think you're worth, because that's what you're willing to accept. That's a topic for another conversation. But I can promise you, you really want to increase the ability for you to create more freedom, Find ways to increase your income by increasing the value for those that you work for. That is my advice for you to focus on this week. Go and make it a prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.